Well, that was a show. Man, he was incredible. And again, Musicians of Malwick performing on Saturday and Sunday, musiciansofmalwick.org. We're going to talk about the Albany Book Festival. That's happening on Saturday, the 21st, 10:30 to 5. It's happening at the University at Albany's Uptown Campus. It is the 7th edition of the Albany Book Festival. It's an annual event, and it's such a cool event. It features a distinguished lineup of award-winning, best-selling, and regional authors and poets, including a Nobel laureate, because when you have one, use it. In addition to special events, panel discussions, and book signings with more than 30 featured authors, there'll be activities for kids in the morning, a local author marketplace, and book signings throughout the day. Paul Grondahl is the Opalka Endowed Director of the New York State Writers Institute, a dear friend, and it is an absolute pleasure to welcome Paul back to the show to tell us what's up this weekend. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's so good to be here, Joe. It's hard to believe 7th annual. You've been here from the beginning when we created this, when I came in 2017 to the Writers Institute.
Oh, the beginning of this. Yes.
The beginning of this. Not the beginning of time, man.
Well, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Every now and then it does. But this year we sort of grouped around themes. You'll see authors that write books that kind of speak to each other. So there's a lot of things to contemplate. Girls coming of age, Kamala, Beyonce, and black female power. A lot of different things. I don't know where you want to start.
Well,
there's a lot going on.
There sure is a lot going on. Let me just talk about there's several programs. First of all, I would direct people to go to your website, which is albanybookfestival.com. And there you can see the schedule and kind of plan your day, because there are things that will be going opposite each other.
Always concurrently. You got to have a plan because you can't see it all.
Figure that out. But give us a sense, just in a quick soundbite, which is how you put the festival together, in the sense of from 7 years, this just seems all very concise and beautifully thought out.
It's really our team: Jennifer Kowalski, Mark Koplik, Michael Huber, Janet Topel, John Warren. You know, it's all of us working together. And every year we invite probably 40 featured authors. But a big part of it is celebrating and supporting our local writers. There's over 75 or 80 who'll have a table there talking about their books, selling their books. And throughout the day you can... anything you're interested, whether it's cooking, whether it's politics, whether it's history, whether it's thrillers, romance, there's something for everyone here.
So give us a sense of, you mentioned like girls coming of age, but then there's the Latino spirit, which is amazing, a conversation with Luis Miranda.
Yeah, Luis Miranda Jr., happens to be the father of Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. And I read his foreword, and he said, "I'm the slacker of the family." His dad has run major political campaigns, and he'll be in conversation about Puerto Rico and the Latino spirit with our president, Dr. Avidan Rodriguez, who's also hails from Puerto Rico.
You also are going to be doing a series called Planet on Fire, and this is fascinating. Obviously, climate is a huge issue. Some of these I'm bundling up questions, but
right.
But it seems as though, I mean, these issues that you're talking about are always relevant, but especially during an election year, I would assume that had to be on the radar at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. But we have the range from sort of lighthearted to very serious topics. Some people don't come to a book festival to hear very serious topics: climate change, political upheaval, disruption. Some people just want to talk about fun reads, you know, so we offer the whole range.
That's great. And when you look at the schedule that you have, as I mentioned, goes from 10:30 to 5, and there's always something going on. There's always a panel going on. There's always amazing authors going on. Just give us the list of some of the authors who are going to be taking part in the festival.
Harold Holzer, you know, the preeminent Lincoln scholar, his new book on Lincoln and immigration, very timely as well. I'm interested in the interviews that I'll be doing. David Kaczynski, the brother of Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, a powerful memoir. Now he's done a novelistic version of what that whole experience has meant to him and his family. our two University of Albany professors, Ed Schwarzschild and Danny Goodwin, talking about the security state and the growing security state in our country.
That is an amazing book.
It's so much research, and it's a full exhibit at our University Art Museum with all of Danny's major portraits. It's phenomenal. They did so much work across the country with border agents, TSA people, people charged with keeping us secure. But the question is it keeping us more secure? Is it too much? What about civil liberties? So this book, you know, delves into a lot of major issues.
It's gorgeous. I have not seen the exhibit. I have read the book, and it's really incredible. And of course, those two gentlemen are amazing. Are you doing another event, or is that?
These are the two that I'm doing. I'm jumping
you're
around.
You're running the thing. You're doing a lot.
Introducing people. Of course, I got to be there with our president and Luis Miranda Jr. We have several alums. Mark Guggenheim, who's very well known as a showrunner, the Marvel Universe. His book is part of this time travel multiverse. His first published novel, Mark Guggenheim. The book is called In Any Lifetime, and I won't have a spoiler alert, but he's in conversation with Peng Shepard, who's also written a beautiful sort of multiverse story. And we have a lot of faculty members, alumni, emeritus professors. You mentioned Joachim Frank, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. He's written a novel, and he's coming to Albany to talk about it. He spent a lot of time at UAlbany and at the State Health Department, the Wadsworth Lab.
I want to ask you, you and I have talked a lot about this over the years, and so let me put the ball on the tee, and I'll let you,
you
take a swing.
Sometimes I slice it, though, Joe. Try to hit this straight.
I think I can predict your answer, but that's what I want people to hear your answer, which is why it's important to have a book festival in Albany.
Because we didn't have one, and we are the capital of New York State, a major city. Highly literate, highly read, a community of writers. As you know, you are one of the champions of literacy and books and bookstores. And we also need to support our local booksellers and bookstores. That's a big part of this. We want people to buy books, Joe.
Right.
We'll give you a tote bag. Pile up. There's no better time to curl up with
a
great
tote
book.
Tote bags are public radio's domain.
We're honing in on that. Anyway, the fall, the winter, you want to get some great books to read. So come support the author, support the publisher, support the bookseller. It's important for any civilized, literate society.
It is. It's amazing that you do what you do, because a weekend like this, I mean, you put an entire season together of events for the New York State Writers Institute.
Yes.
And you do that for both semesters, the fall and then in the spring, not to mention all of the other events that you do around that. But this and some of your other work too, but this is like bringing enough authors all into one day.
Exactly right. It's so we do 30 or so a semester, 60 to 65 events a year. This is like 30 events in one, because we're dealing with getting the authors here, getting them lodging, giving them an honorarium, and it's all free. There's not many book festivals anymore that are totally free, and that's because of our really generous, kind sponsors. That's a part of my job, fundraising, and year after year, people have stepped up to support this. It's not free on our end, but it's free to people who come because the sponsors help pick up the costs.
In doing this for the years that you've been doing this, and I can't believe you've been there for 7 years.
It's hard to believe.
It's really hard to believe.
I'm catching up to you, Joe.
I know. What is amazing to me is what you have to draw from and what you've been able to bring in. And the audiences that are so, you just mentioned this, but are so hungry for that type of time and content.
Yeah, and you know from your WAMC listeners, a lot of your listeners come to our events. It's a very educated, engaged, and we also have a powerful university, 17,000 graduate and undergraduate students, 280,000 alumni. they're all part of this. So we're leveraging the power and the intellect and firepower of our own campus and our alumni. So we love when we can connect UAlbany people to all our events.
What have you learned over the time in doing this event, this particular event, of what works?
The authors love to reconnect with each other. Maybe they haven't seen each other in a couple years, yeah, in 5 years, so they come to see some friends. People love coming up to an author, getting their book signed, having a moment. I loved your last book. What are you working on next? That kind of thing. And they also love community. It's the same reason my wife and I go to movie theaters. Yeah, everything's available on your phone, in your pocket, streaming, but this is a communal event that people who value and love books and want to support the people that create them.
When you think of the, I mentioned going to the website, but and to map it out, but do you have tips for people the best way to navigate the Albany Book Festival?
Look for all, including a lot of students, community members with the bright gold lanyard. They are our volunteers. They will help you. But everything is albanybookfestival.com. It's got free parking, directions, a map. And we know a lot of people come every year, so it's easier to navigate year after year. It's all in the campus center and the surrounding venues.
Not a lot of hoofing.
It's amazing.
There, yeah, it's
you've
really
gone
great.
To book festivals. You got to move all over.
Yeah,
we make it so easy for people,
you
Joe.
A passport sometimes.
Of course.
I just want to quickly mention that there is a Creative Life event from the New York State Writers Institute and our friends this is all of the wonderful groups that are a part of this. And tonight it's Marianne Leone and actor Chris Cooper, and they're going to be in conversation with me at Page Hall at 7:30, and that'll be a great event.
We're so excited with them. I mean, the hits just keep coming. These two are amazing individuals, what they have been through personally, the grief of losing their son. But it's about dogs, Joe. What's better than books? Dogs? We can agree. Dogs may be better than
are
books.
Are they bringing the dogs? Do we know if
they're not bringing the dogs?
They're bringing that dogs?
But, you know, they had a long drive and stuff.
I'm good with that because the dogs don't want to go.
But is there anything better than reading a book and the dog right there at your feet?
No,
come on, we're dog
it's
people.
The best.
They had five dogs at one point. The book
five
is Bichons. Called Five Dog Epiphany. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Five Dog Epiphany by Marianne Leone. And how a quintet of badass Bichons retrieved our joy. And I believe that we're going to be showing a film, and they're going to be talking, and then we'll have
it's
our conversation.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A really great event. And
we appreciate you doing it, Joe. We love the collaboration over the years with the Writers Institute and WAMC. It's really important.
So I just want to share with the audience because I'm Catholic, so I'm into confession. But last week... we were doing the debate night event, and I got a text from Paul, and he said, "I think there may be a problem. You're supposed to be interviewing Chris Bajalian for us." And I said, "Oh, geez, yep, that's a problem." and I. You know, there's this calendar and there's that calendar, and those two were insane.
We forgave you. We know you overbooked.
I know.
We know how much
so
you do.
Nice.
And of course, Mark Koplik
so
jumped
nice.
In, but Chris Bajalian was sending you his best. And I'm going to give you three Hail Marys for that confession.
All right.
Joe.
Yes. Thank you.
I was raised
thank
Catholic
you very
too.
Much. It was. I felt really, really bad.
We always got you covered. We always got a plan B, man.
Unless something goes on, I'll show up tonight.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Paul Grondahl is the Opalka Endowed Chair of the New York State Writers Institute. They have their Albany Book Festival coming up this weekend on Saturday, 10:30 to 5. On the Albany Uptown campus, you can find out more information by going to their website, which is albanybookfestival.com. AlbanyBookFestival.com. You're the best.
Thanks,
Joe. Thank you very
Joe.
Much. I'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.